Going on the record with petition number 20-072. The taxpayer is Richard Ciccone.
Ciccone.
Okay. Sorry about that. And this is parcel number R01221173350-0373-0010. Again, my name is Rob Hicks. I'm the special magistrate. I've previously read a opening statement. Can we waive that? The parties here have heard it.
I've heard and understand it, magistrate.
Okay.
Thank you.
And the parties have also been sworn in. And just remember, you're still under oath for this hearing. We'll just go around the room just for the record and state who is here.
Yes, this is Jeff Ewing with ITAX Property Tax Appeals, representing the homeowner Richard and Miriam Ciccone.
Okay.
Freddie Blackburn, Hernando County Property Appraisers.
Sam Gomez for the Hernando County Property Appraisers Office.
All right, and with that, we will have the property appraiser confirm the values on the record.
The market value, $219,526. Assessed value, $121,160. Taxable value, $71,160.
Okay. And if the property appraiser could describe the property and explain how they derive their assessment.
Yes, sir. The subject is located in Rural Highlands, Unit 6, Block 373, Lot 1. Its physical address is 12050 Lamita Rin Road in Wickiwachi, Florida. The subject property was purchased on December 2019 for $230,000. The current owner purchased the land in 18 and hired Adams Homes to build their home. The property was reviewed on 4/7/20 by aerials due to COVID, and then a field review was conducted on June of 2020. The appraiser found the home to be of average quality and good condition. The home was built in 2019 and is composed of 2,669 adjusted square feet and currently has a market rate of $82 per adjusted square foot. The appraiser completed research within the subject's market area and reports the sales which best reflects the subject property. The comparable sales prices, less feature values divided by their adjusted square foot, indicate a comparable sales range from $84 to $96 per adjusted square foot. After adjusting for differences between the subject property and the comparable sales and deducting cost of sale, the comparable sales range from $71 to $82 per adjusted square foot. The petitioner's rate of $82 per adjusted square foot falls within the range. The property appraiser's office has considered all criteria relevant to the Florida Statute 193.011, with the greatest emphasis being placed on the sales comparison approach to value.
So this was a vacant parcel that was built. This is a vacant tract in 2019?
Yes, sir. The homeowner picked it up, I think, in 2018. They purchased the lot and then had the builder construct their home for them.
And they built it in 2019?
2019, yes, sir.
So was it finished by January 1st?
Yes, sir.
So it was assessed as an improved property on January 1st?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
It just wasn't open onto the open market as far as the sale price.
Is there any – this $230,000 price for the land, is there – I mean, is that a fair value for the land?
The $230,300, they bought it back from Adams Homes. If you look at property record card, which is page 4, 5, and 6, on page 5 and 6, you can kind of see the trails property sales box. You can see the sales transactions. Richard purchased the vacant land for $15,300 in 2018. Then they signed the land over to Adams Home to build, and then he purchased everything back, I assume, for the land and home for $230,300. Or that could have been.
So that would be the built. That would be the as-built price. I mean, that would be land and improvements, probably.
Yes, sir. I can assume.
All right, I'm just trying to figure out what's going on. Okay, I'm sorry. Get back to your presentation. I think I got it now.
As far as adjustments go, the property appraisers didn't make any adjustments for land sizes or age because we used comps 1 through 5 were all 2019 built homes. All the residential lots we used were half an acre, within range of half an acre. It might be a square foot difference, but they were very similar in size. And the adjusted square foot as well was so similar in size, we didn't make an adjustment for that as well. And we feel like the at $219,526, our maximum of 82, which is 220,120, the taxpayer falls within the in that range. Okay. So we didn't adjust the value as of now.
Okay.
Well, I'll take that back. During trim time, the taxpayer called the office. We said spoke. We did make a downward adjustment.
Oh, there was an adjustment? Is this the adjustment?
This is our final, based on sales data, this is what the number that we derived on.
So do you have the
before
numbers? Yes.
So when the trim notice was mailed out in August, the trim notice was $238,742. So $238,742
okay.
was what was mailed out on trim. And before the tax bills and the certification of the tax roll, we've adjusted it to $219,526.
All right. Do you have the trim values for the assessed value and the taxable value too? On the recommendation, I was supposed to tell what the original number was, what the before the hearing and after the hearing. There's three sets of numbers.
This is way before the hearing. We went back to the during. This was all during trim time. We went back to the homeowner
during the trim. I have to report what the trim notice said.
Okay.
And then what the adjusted amount was prior to the hearing, and then if there's any adjustment after the hearing. Those are the three. Number. So
I apologize. I'm on the same page now. I apologize. During trim, the adjust value again was $238,742.
Okay.
Assessed $131,766.
Okay.
And the taxable was $81,766.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, sir. My apologies.
That's all right.
And then obviously after trim, we made the adjustments that we already spoke of. Okay. And
yes, that's good. That's what I need. All right. So we have the chart, the grid of the sales. And you went through that. And then the location map.
Yes, sir. On, on page 3, there would be the location of the map.
Are these similar subdivisions or the same subdivision? I see there's like three up top and three on the bottom. Are there differences?
It's in the Royal Highland units. So they're different units.
Oh, but it's all the same Royal Highland?
Yes, sir, on the Royal Highland subdivision.
All right.
Obviously, we have the subject property, property record cards 4 through 6. Pages 7 through 21 are the property record card, subject property record cards.
Okay.
And again, I don't know if you want to go down it since we've already been down it, but it's all the
codes, the adjusted square foot example, and then the codes used for in your CAMA system.
Yes, sir. And then legal support. No.
Oops. A copy of the DR 493 form showing 15%, and then case law?
Yes, sir.
All right. Anything further?
Not at this time, no.
Okay. With that, we'll have the petitioner put on their evidence. This one, by the way, is going to be marked as the property appraiser's evidence is going to be marked as Exhibit A. And the petitioner's evidence will be marked as Exhibit 1. Thank you. Okay.
So before I begin, I don't think it's an issue for the fairness of this hearing, but I think it would be important to note that Mr. Gomez is related to the homeowner's Sassoni. No testimony has been given by him, but I just wanted to put that on record so all are aware.
Okay.
So in our evidence package here, the first it's just our cover page, and the first three pages after that are the subject's information sheet. And just as you had mentioned, it's a new construction built home, so the aerial still shows, it's a dated aerial, so it still shows the vacant lot. The next photo or next exhibit will show a photo of the subject property. And as mentioned, the subject property's sale in December of 2019, which was an Adams home, for the purchase price of $230,300.
And that was an arm's length sale?
It was an arm's length sale, correct. Yeah. However, disqualified, which I do understand on this one, because of the, I think, a property not being sold on an open market or on these multiple transactions on these developers, it seems as if the DOR, that's one of the criteria to disqualify the sale. However, it's still, for all intents and purposes, is an arm's length transaction. The sales history, if you look at it, you'll see that indeed the purchase of the land by Sassoni was for $15,300. They deed that back over to the builder, which is an $8,000 deed back. This is how Adams typically, you know, that's just their standard operating procedure, and then they build. But they hold the land as a collateral. If something were to happen, they own it.
Is this builder, is this a one-off in this neighborhood, or is it all of them?
Adams is a scattered builder in this in the Royal Highlands area, along with many other builders, but Adams is, you know, one of the, probably there's a lot more building out there than some other builders.
Okay.
And in fact, you'll see in my evidence, I stratified to just Adams homes in my evidence. So you'll see in the next page, which is basically my sales, comparable sales.
Let me ask one other question, not to derail. Is this done on the same, is this done on the base or is that on the net?
Again, this is done on the base area.
Do you have a rebuttal on
that? I did not do that on this one.
I was going to say, if you did that, let's just start with that.
Yeah, I apologize. I didn't do that on this one because this one is kind of cut and dry.
Okay. All right.
At least in my rose-colored lenses that I'm looking through, yeah. So we have the subject property is our comp number one. And all the comps that we used here are from the Royal Highlands as well. They are all Adams homes. I made an adjustment for the difference in the base area, living area, at $45 a foot. And any difference in the site size was $50 a foot. The only other adjustment that I needed to make here were for two-car to three-car garages, which my comps 2 and 3 were three-car garage. So I made an adjustment at $5,000 for this feature. So my range after adjustment for these comparable sales, range in adjusted sales price from $194,309 to the high being the subject at $230,300. So in my opinion, the market value would be a $216,000 less cost of sale, bringing it to $183,930. Beyond that, we have the comparable sales evidence that I've supplied you, which are the property record cards from the property appraiser's office. And you'll notice that they're all Adams homes, very similar in size to the subject property. All also very similar as far as site sizes. Around that half acre site size, I think there's One of my comps was slightly larger, but again, I'm making an adjustment at 50 cents a foot for the difference in site size.
What's the reason for reconciling below the actual price?
I'm sorry, what was that?
So what's the reason for reconciling your sales below the actual, what they paid for the actual subject property?
So they, again, I'm just using market sales. In my opinion, I wouldn't have an issue with taking the market sale or the price that the subject was purchased for at $230,300, less cost of sale, which would be $195,500. That's really, to me, in my opinion, where it should be. I know it's not a large reduction, but it also is supported by the, and then we'll get into rebuttal a little bit, but it's supported by the property appraiser's own evidence, which shows an indicated market value range of 191 to 220.
Okay. Anything further?
Anything beyond the comparable sales we've considered is just the DR 493 and the 8th criteria, and that's it, Your Honor.
Okay. Let me ask the property appraiser a question. As far as this just value and assessed value in this county, is the assessed value supposed to be the accounting for the 8th criteria off of the just value?
No, sir. It's the market value. The market
the
value,
just value is the
market.
Just value.
Well, just
the value,
value, but the assessed value.
Yeah, what is the assessed value?
It is the capped value by. What yeah. I mean by cap would be the non-homestead cap, portability. If somebody comes in and brings, like this property had portability. That's okay. Why it.
I was looking at the fact that it's brand. I don't know how it'd be capped so low if it was brand new, but you're saying that includes portability.
Yes, sir. They had moved from another county within Florida and brought that with them.
Okay.
And then
muddies it all up.
That is correct.
Okay. So do you have a rebuttal of their information?
Yes, sir. I would like to, not that nobody knows sitting here, I just like to verbally, again, is it the 8th criteria that we consider the cost of sale? It doesn't mean that we have to be at 15% on every sale. It's just considering it. I just wanted to.
The 8th criteria you're talking about?
Yes, sir. It must be something wrong in your sales grid, Jeff, because, again, on comp 2 and 7 on the sales grid, again, the math at the end
that's correct.
Is just an
yeah.
error
yeah.
on it.
Thank you, Mr. Blackburn. I have since corrected it. You are right. Those two columns, for some reason, were shifting.
But in this particular situation, at the end of the day, they're very minimal in this particular one. I mean, it's probably not even going to make a difference at the end of the day in the math, but just want to make note that there is a difference on the math on comp 2 and 7.
All right, so the adjusted per square foot price is for 2 is what?
The net adjustment totaled $21,513.
Correct.
And go ahead. If you've done the math.
It brings it to $9,532 on the adjusted per square foot.
Okay, and number 7?
Mm-hmm.
I'll let you take over.
It's going to be a net adjustment of $540, and it brings the price per foot to $9,781.
Yeah, it's right? Minimal. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah. All right.
But he's correct. It was an error on my side. Thank you.
Again, based on I took the land rates with the comps and comp 2. Is 38 cents a square foot on land, 29 cents, 28 cents, 45 cents, 31, 31. So they average out at 34 cents a square foot on the land. So I would just, I would again, the subject property is at 50 cents a square foot for the land, but all the comparables are averaging $30 cents a square foot. So again, I just, I feel like 50 cents might be a little too high on the land adjustment. It would feel like 30 to 35 cents a square foot would be more in the ballpark. I would say comp sale number 2. Comp 2 was also a sale that the owner purchased the land, hired the Adams Home to build the home, and then purchased it back from the Adams Home. So comps 1 and 2 have the same.
I think he said that they were all that way. Didn't you say they're all Adams Homes?
No, they are all Adams Homes, but comps 1 and 2 were where the homeowner purchased the land and had the, it wasn't really listed on the market for sale on MLS. They purchased the land, hired Adams to build their home. They could have picked any builder they wanted, but I guess they chose Adams to build their home. Where comps 3 through 7 actually probably built a spec home, purchased a spec home. It was listed. And I guess that.
Would those have any relevance, though, in the criteria of cost? If they bought the land at market value and they shopped the builder?
What's unknown to me is what that sale price included. Was that just basically the cost to construct, or was that including land and home? And that's the information that we have. We're not available. Where we know that these package homes, or these site, you know, that they buy in the whole package at that time. So that's the reason why we just don't know what came with that sale price at the end of the day. Because if you look at the subject property, the permit value, not that we use permit value, but the permit value for to build the home was $230,250 for the permit value. And then it sold, for the $230,300. So that's the reason why we disqualify those sales and don't use them in our analysis typically, because we don't know what came with that.
All right.
That wraps me up, sir.
All right. Then the petitioner, do you have rebuttal of the property appraiser's analysis?
So the only rebuttal I really have is we do share property appraiser's comp number 2 is my comp number 2 as well. It's my comp number 5, the 12230 Pine Finch Ave. Property appraiser's comp number 3 and 4, I'm not entirely in agreement with. They are Miranda homes, and they both have 3-car garages, as you'll see in the photos that were provided. I didn't use those. Again, I stratified right to the Adams homes. I felt those would be the best comparable or most comparable for the subject property. Property appraiser's comp number 5 is a Heartland home, which may be comparable. But if we just consider property appraisers comps number 1 and 2 along with my comps, we see a very similar range for adjusted sales price in the 220s. So, I feel as if in that, even the subject purchase at 85% will bring us to that 195, which I believe is supported by the property appraiser's own evidence. And that's really all I'm looking for. It is their first year of portability to bring it over. So it is going to set it going forward. Not that that matters, but I'm looking at market sales, and I just feel as if my subject property, my client, is being overvalued from the purchase price.
So you're saying that the homes that are not built by Adam are not comparable?
In my opinion, Miranda homes would not be a comparable, especially when we have so much data of Adams homes at this point. Now that we're stratifying down to, the hearing, let's compare apples to apples. And that's why I chose to use all Adams style homes or Adam built homes. As far as the ML for my comparables, I did not provide any ML. I'm not, as far as I was aware, I was not able to locate any MLS listings on these properties. I may be wrong on that. I think it was mentioned that there are, but I never saw these listed in the ML on multiple listing. They're all basically land purchased, deeded back to Adams. Perhaps there might have been some spec homes in here, but even with the spec homes, typically the way the market is, they don't even put those on ML unless it gets absolutely necessary. But in regardless, they're all arm's length transactions, and they all support, in my opinion, a reduced value for my subject property.
Okay.
I have nothing further. Thank you, Your Honor.
Any further on any side?
Yeah, I don't know if you want me to read them off to you like we did on the previous one. I could read on my comps, I could give you the base square foot, or you could do that later. I could read you the base square foot. I know you last time.
On those,
if you'd like, I can read those in from my comparable sales.
It's probably less of an issue this time because last time size was a factor, and I don't think anybody's arguing about size.
No, so they're all similar.
And you did your comparisons using consistent size, and he did a comparison doing consistent size. So
good deal.
I think we're good with that.
You got it.
All right. Without any hearing, anything else, that'll bring this hearing to a close.